Hello, thank you for tuning in to another episode of Bold Expressions. Today I have with me Cameron today. Hopefully we'll be joined later on by Kevin. He had to go be a fireman, do his job, whatnot, save cats from trees and what have you. But today I wanted to talk about this video that I saw. I want to say it was a few months ago. It was, and I should have looked up to see what interview this was, but it was this Black author, Jason Wilson. And I believe he was promoting his book, Battle Cry, Waging and Winning the War Within. And just a little description about the book. For decades, Jason Wilson tried his best to be a man, quote unquote, but struggled to express the full range of human emotions because the only ones he felt comfortable expressing were the traditional masculine emotions, anger, aggression, and boldness. This went on until he finally released years of past trauma to obtain the healing he needed to become a better man, husband, father, and leader. Learning how to master his emotions and verbally process them transformed Jason's life and relationships in ways he never could have imagined. He now seeks to expose the lies that many men have been deceived to believe about manhood and bring healing to their lives. Supposedly, this book the book tries to teach men how to wage and win the war. To deal with things on the inside before they turn to external wars. They try to master their emotions instead of being ruled by them, release trauma from their past so they can live fully to their potential in the present and communicate more effectively with the people in their lives. But yeah, that's what he leaves talking about, and he. And I'm going to try to play a clip of the video in a minute. But Cam, I know you were saying right before we got started that you've watched it a few times and every time you get something different. So what is it that you would say that you got differently out of the video today?
I mean, so today I was thinking like the way I kind of, so this is obviously for me personally, but like the way I've grown up, I've always kind of like been behind the scenes. I kind of like doing stuff, not being in the camera. Like, I really don't like taking pictures. Like, as a kid in church, when I would get good grades, I really didn't like the pastor calling me up there. So I really didn't like being recognized for anything. Don't really know why. Just maybe only being the only child, I got used to it. I kind of being by myself. Don't know, but it kind of just made me realize, like, whether it's positive or negative, I think it's hard for me to accept recognition, affirmation, and why I kind of naturally deflect and try to put it back on you. I think that just goes to kind of feel like it's a target on my back, and I'm not sure why. And that's where, you know, it comes up, is that part of the environment community that I grew up in, like, was already aware I was kind of like that. So did that play a much heavier role on how I deal with my emotions and how, like, my wife tries to, you know, give me her words of affirmation and stuff? So it's just like I was telling you, every time I listen to it, I do get something different. But that's kind of like what I got from it today. It was just a intro. It's very introspective today.
And I feel you on, especially taking pictures. Like, I've, as you noticed right now, I am on screen, which is something that is kind of big for me. Because I have always had to think about on camera, and it's it's funny because there was a point in my life to where it's like I wanted to be an actor. I've been in plays before, I've you know, been on in the paper for set plays. I enjoy doing things, but not always. I don't know how to describe it. I enjoy being around, but mostly if it's like small groups, and it's like I can, and I guess that's a benefit of the Discord. I can kind of put myself out there, but still kind of be at arm's length. But I really looking over this this short little thing about the book. I really like, and especially the fact that it's a Black man writing this, talking about the lies and different things, and, you know, talking about traditional masculine emotions. The only way that he can express himself is through anger, aggression, and boldness. And growing up, that is a thing of, you know, that is a trait. It's one of those things that is a trait associated with men. And it is funny how a lot of times it's one of those things that is associated with men. And now we are, I don't want to say we're starting to recognize it, but we're calling it out more, that is not all we're meant to do and how detrimental that is to us. But it's also one of those things to where, here comes Kevin. It's also one of those things to where all that stuff can be detrimental and have an impact on us. But at the same time, it reminds me of a conversation. What's up, Kev? We were just talking about the book and the author. You weren't here, so I was just going over the fact that the author, he said he was one of those people who tried what he thought, what society told him was how to be a man, and how the ways that he expressed himself was, you know, the traditional kind of toxic things, until he kind of broke free of that. And so now he's writing this book to help other young men how to get past, you know, all the other stuff and do things and heal from it. And I was saying how, you know, in our society, all that stuff being aggressive, being whatever, and violence is like, for young boys, hitting each other and doing all that is considered, oh, that's just boys being boys. But it's, they're not, you know, we're just not taking into account of how, if you don't actually check that and let them know that there's something more to that, then they grew up thinking that, you know, being aggressive, being all that other stuff is all they can know how to do, is going to be the only way they know how to express their emotions. Like, I know, I remember little boys growing up, hitting a girl that you like, it's like, that's how you show that you liked her. It's like, I can't figure out any other way but to assault her and let her know that I like her. Right. And then, you know, grow up, you know, when you know, you guys get in an argument, she wants to leave, you grab her arm and it's real tight. And it's just like, what are you doing? It's like, well, this is the only way I know how to show you that I want you to leave. It's like, what? You can talk to me. It's like, no, I got to be assertive. So that's what I think about it. But I think I have it queued up. Hopefully it can play. You guys be able to hear the audio from it. Can you hear me? Okay. Yeah. All right. So hopefully, let me see if this can work.
You want a hero, but first of all, you are a hero. No. You can say I am. I can't. Listen. That right there is a direct result of us not loving ourselves. It's so hard for us to receive affirmation. Did you see what just happened there? Yeah. You wanted to reflect that back to me. Like, what you do isn't heroic. It's very heroic, brother. You're risking your career for some of the stuff you cover. So receive it. You are a hero. You are a soldier. And I salute you. That's the beginning of healing. Accept who you are. And that's why I keep telling you, we're hurting and we got to heal, man.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Yeah, for sure, brother.
And that was a clip, like I said, my apologies for not doing better and figuring out exactly where that was from. But I have noticed that. And the reason, like I said, the reason I wanted to bring it up is because I've noticed that that is definitely a thing that us as Black men do. Like, you know, the whole kind of back and forth. I also know there's like a, I'd say there's like a little cartoon I had that kind of went with that. I'm trying to see if I can pull it up real quick. Sorry. Dang it, no, it wasn't like that. But no, it was basically a thing of like, you know, two Black men seeing each other. It's like, hey, you know, how you doing? Like, hey, you're doing a good job. You're a king. I appreciate you. You know, keep doing what you're doing. No, brother, I appreciate you. You a king and you doing good. And just keep going back and forth, and nobody is actually taking the time to stop and accept the compliment and, you know, soak it in and just accept that, like, hey, I notice what you're doing. I appreciate you. You're doing good. Instead of just saying thank you, it is a deflection. And, you know, it can be looked at as, it's like, oh no, just give another Black man some props. And I believe we can do that, but at the same time, we also have to first accept what they're saying about us and take that and go with it. So what are your guys' take on that?
Oh, I mean, honestly, to be real, I mean, we do that in the Discord now.
Yeah.
We do that now. Like, I mean, I don't, and it kind of get like, and that's kind of what I was thinking about when I watched it today, because it was just a quick example, but it's just, I don't, you were talking about it earlier, and like, when you were explaining it, you was talking about how toxic it was. You know, I was thinking about myself, and I was just like, I mean, it's kind of toxic for myself to think, oh, there's always a target on my back, you know, for something. Now, I was talking about, you know, it's whether it's positive or negative, I kind of just subconsciously move and act like I have a target. I mean, that's toxic in itself. So having that mindset, I'll never be able to actually accept genuine information. Like, I mean, I'm shooting myself in the foot there.
Yeah, I can second that. I mean, so my thinking of it a lot of different ways, right? Okay, so initially we're taught so often to be humble, right? And we get this this understanding that if we are too proud of what it is or whatever, then there's something wrong with us for being so proud. But something that I've been like constantly telling myself for several years now is that I need to be confident, right? And so if we are actually recognizing, like Cam was saying, if we're actually recognizing what it is that we're doing well, then we should be able to accept that and say, hey, you know what? I am doing that well. We should actually be able to say that, and it's not arrogance. You know, I think it's a lot of times weak-minded people will or small-minded people will make us feel like we're being arrogant if we're just trying to accept the fact that we're good at something. And that's not a bad thing at all. But we just been taught so long that we have to be humble first and foremost. But in actuality, there's a lot of humility and confidence. And we feel like those are two separate and completely opposite things. In fact, when confidence and humility go hand in hand, because a person who is truly confident means that they know or are well-versed in whatever it is that they're confident in. And then the humility in that is recognizing that, okay, this isn't just from me. So I think that's one of the things we have to recognize, like, okay, whatever it is that I have achieved, that is of my body, my being has created that. But at the same time, humility says there are other levels or there are other things that led to me getting to this point. So you acknowledge those things and you say, But when somebody gives a compliment, we should first say thank you for one, showing appreciation for the person recognizing it in us. And even that feels funny sometimes because it's like, it's not like a person saying, oh, you look nice. Oh, I know I do. That's different from saying, oh, somebody saying, oh, you look nice. Oh, I appreciate that. You know, I put this together myself, you know. Something like that, like actually acknowledging that that's different things. And if we're not careful, like Cam was saying, we will browbeat ourselves so bad for that, what we're trying to be confident in, that we'll just completely do away with our self-confidence. And next thing you know, we're not aware of ourselves and our own abilities. And we're looking out to the people around us more, trying to acknowledge the things that they did, or just completely dismissing the things that we know that we've done. So it's a real fine line. And I think a lot of men, if we could just acknowledge that first and foremost, that yeah, we are good at some things. You know, we have come a long way and we're trying to get better. You know, if we really acknowledge those things first, I think it would do us a lot of justice. But right now we're really doing ourselves a disservice by not appreciating what we have in ourselves right now as we are.
I love that what you said. It reminded me of this comedian I follow, CT. And the thing, and it made me think about something that he's talked about as far as, I guess he's been criticized, I guess, of being supposed to be arrogant or whatever. He said this great thing. He said, you call me arrogant basically when my confidence meets your insecurities. And I think sometimes people, I think one of the reasons why there is a thing with not wanting to brag and to be humble is because we've gotten so used to people like Floyd Mayweather. We've gotten so used to people, even in some of the music, people who, when they do talk about their accomplishments, it is a thing of bragging. It is a thing of talking, you know, hyping yourself up, to whereas I believe in the sense that you were talking about, Kevin, at least that's the way it appeared in my mind that I took it. I look at it as when I because I always related to, you know, being proud of oneself, kind of like saying Black is beautiful, Black is great. You know, when we as Black people express our Blackness and doing other things, you know, Black power, we're not saying it in a way to diminish any other race. And I think that the way that it is, that some people like to try to twist it that way, is because the only other context they know it of is when they say white power. And everybody know when they say white power, they're not saying oh, white people are cool, you know, happy to be white. No, they're saying white power as in our power to dominate everybody else. Our power and everything means that the rest of you are beneath us. It's like their context is only in I'm great because you're less than me, as opposed to somebody saying, I had a journey. I had some things I had to do, some hardships, but I made it here. Thank God, you know, I'm here, I'm doing it, I'm grinding. So yeah, I did this, I'm proud of it, I'm good, and whatever. It's not saying anything about anybody else's abilities or their stature, which I think once again comes to the insecurities part. You know, a lot of times, and I tell my wife this whenever she tells me about something, she's on a call or something, and somebody says something. You know, and I try to remember this, that most of the time when you have an interaction with somebody, especially if somebody that you don't even really know, most of the time their response to you has nothing to do with you. It has something to do with what they're thinking about, something they've already gone through or what have you. So if you're confident and you have a thing, you know, you're going, you know, you're excited about something, you expressing your confidence, in a sense, maybe exposing their insecurities, if that makes sense. You know,
that makes sense.
Yeah.
That makes sense. I see that.
You know, like I was had a conversation earlier, not earlier, I forgot when it was, but it was something. Oh, it was a whole, it had to be Tuesday. Last Tuesday, I guess, or maybe it may have been Thursday, whatever the bonus was, and we were talking about the whole Leonardo DiCaprio and Jeff Bezos and whatever, and, you know, that whole, you know, thing that that probably really wasn't a thing. His girlfriend laughing all up in his face, and somebody said something about, you know, Jeff saying something to his girl. I was like, no, he's gonna say something to Leo. Or whatever, he has the issue with Leo, whatever, what have you. And one of the females was like, why? It's just like, you're not mad at your girl for being right. attracted to the dude. You're mad at the dude for reminding your girl of what you do and don't have. It's like,
oh man, that ego gets in the way, don't it?
Right. The ego, yeah. and that's the thing that's, yeah. you know, it's like you can't be happy, which is like, hey, and that's the thing that gives people. It's always the loudest people. Man, I ain't worried about none of these dudes. It's like, then why you keep talking about them? It's like, man, this dude think he them. Right. Oh, he out here thinking he better than us. It's like, anybody worried about you?
Yeah.
And I think that is one thing, a lot of things that it seemed like he was talking about having. And Cam, you brought it up. Oh, he's cooking right now. Cam brought it up. He said he always having to feel like there's a target on your back. And I think a lot of times we do hold these past traumas. And I don't think traumas just have to be, you know, Tyler Perry worthy to be a trauma. It could be a simple thing that has scarred you in a way to where you, if you never actually talk about something and deal with it, then it's always going to be an issue. It's always going to be a thing in the back of your mind that pops up in ways that you don't expect, you know? So I know, well, Kev, you have a son who's just, you know, recently joined the Marines.
Right, right, yeah.
So, you know, tell us about what you have done to try to deal with that as far as your son is concerned, letting him realize that it's okay to talk about those things.
Man, it's that's a pretty deep conversation, because for me, that kid has always been more confident than I ever was. You know, and that's, it's kind of awkward for me because I never had that confidence growing up. It was always, growing up in a religious home and you know, Bible, everything. Again, we talked about this before. No problem with that. That's how it's supposed to be. Your faith is the most important thing. I do understand and believe that. But I wasn't really taught how to be confident. And his mother and I were never married, but, you know, we had him. And so he grew up in a single parent home, and he was just always just a confident kid, you know. His mom is way more, she's an arrogant person, narcissistic, all that. But that's, again, another conversation. But anyway, so he picked up on some of those things. Now, as he's gotten older, one of the things that I've tried to talk to him about was just making sure he places that energy and his frustrations and things in the right place. Because if he's not careful, he will have a lot of emotional reactions to things that he shouldn't, right? So that's just an ongoing thing that I'm trying to work with him on. So he's got some anger management issues and stuff like that we're trying to work on. But I know for one thing that Marines is gonna work a lot of that out of. It's gonna humble him. But at the same time, I don't want him to be the prick, right? The kid that nobody wants to deal with. He's got a lot of friends right now. He's cool with a lot of people, and I like that. I appreciate that. I want him to continue to have that. So the main thing for me is just blending who he is with what I grew up in. I just try to make sure that he checks that attitude when it's necessary, because you'll end up turning off a lot of people just because you got a bad attitude, right? If you're not careful, that arrogance will push everybody away from you. But I try to cultivate that confidence, though. Like, if there's something you're really good at, there's something that you want to do, if it's something you're really interested in, let's develop that. Because that's only going to help you grow as a person through your accomplishments. Like, every time there's something that you want to do, you put your all into it, and you get the whatever fruit comes from that effort, that builds your confidence for the next time and for the next time. And before you know it, you can face adversity with the confidence of, I can get through this, right? So it's difficult. It's just difficult. It's difficult for me because I didn't have that confidence. Like, sometimes some of the stuff he says, I kind of laugh, because it's like, well, you have no idea what you're really getting into right now. Like, you are 17 years old. Like, you don't even know life yet. But he's confident enough that whatever it is that he wants to do, he know he can do it. And so I'm not going to tell him he can't. And so, again, dealing in humility and I guess maybe the way to put it is the way we've been raised and the way the world supposedly works is, you know, be humble first, think about others first, you know. So I want him to make sure that his confidence is well placed, right? Going into the military, for me, that's a scary thought. But again, this is something he was really interested in. It's something he really wanted to do. So he's putting his effort and energy into it. I don't want to take away from that. And I don't want my fears, my concerns, to be more important than what it is he's trying to do. Again, I will let him know if there's something that I see, like, hey, maybe be careful about this or that, just to put something on his mind, but not, oh, don't do that, because that's something that I wouldn't do. I can't live through him like that. I can't tell him, you know, don't do that, because I wouldn't. Like, that's not that's not helping him grow. You know, and it's really not even helping me grow as a parent, because I, again, in trying to develop a man out of this young man, I want him to see what his strength can do and what he can do for himself, where what he is right now can grow into more and more. But I want him to be able to make the right decisions for himself. He's got to have that self-confidence, that self-awareness, that inner ability to be able to handle things and take care of things. For one, he's going to be across the country when he goes into basic training. I don't even know. I assume he'll be able to call me some of the time, but man, it's going to be the Marines. It's no joke. So I don't know how much I'm going to be able to talk to him. But I want him to be able to go there and make the right decisions and be able to take care of himself. So as much as I want to be a parent and just be like, "Ooh, just do it like this. I recognize that he's a senior in high school now. It's time to start, you know, releasing the reins just a little bit and seeing how he handles what it is for the future that he wants. Like, is he able to really see what it is that this is about to be? Is he really mature enough to handle that? And if he's not, then there's something else that we need to work on over the next 7-8 months, you know. But the first thing that I want him to do is to be confident in himself. Because I see now as an adult myself, I see where more self-confidence could have done me better. And so that's one of the lessons for him. Okay. So what does self-confidence really mean? Where can it really get you? As opposed to having a parent who is my way or the highway. And then you're sitting up there as an adult and you're like, I don't know what decision to make because my parents made every decision for me. So I want him to have that confidence. I want him to be strong as a man in and of himself. And then that will only help him in everything else that goes beyond this. If he continues full time in the Marines, if he does however many years and retires, you know, that would be awesome. You know, or just if he just gets into the private sector and just does whatever with it, you know, but there's so much great, a great foundation. There's so much great framework even that can come from this, but I know that self-confidence comes first. Like I said, I see where I didn't have a lot of that. So man, it right now, I say all that to say this, ultimately for me, it's about building that confidence and him recognizing who he is and what it is that's going to mean for him. Because I didn't have that a lot. Like I said, I was raised where that, you know, I would throw an idea out there and it'd be like, I want you to do this. And that was that. Like, there was no conversation, you know. So I don't want that for my kids. So, you know, I really appreciate what he's doing. So, yeah, I'm just going to help keep building up that confidence with the proper humility where he's not just walking all over people, you know. That's all I want, you know. So that's what it all comes down to for me. Have that self-confidence. Appreciate that power that you have in yourself. And then, you know, help other people. You know, never be too big. Never be too much. If he can, you know, live that way, I feel like I did a great job.
Yeah. And kudos to you for... Because when I think about, because I saw something the other day, it said to be on Instagram. I watch a lot of food stuff, comic book stuff, and martial arts. And they had this one quote. I can't think of the person who said it. It said to be fully or to be truly ignorant is to be confident in one's own knowledge or one's own understanding. And I think about that with arrogance as well. Those two are kind of connected to me. because we've seen those type of arrogant people who think that they know everything, and as you say, my way to highway, I know exactly how to do this, or I know, and there is a difference. And as we said before, there is a difference between arrogance and confidence. You can be confident, like, hey, I can, and I wonder if it's in the delivery or the execution, because you can be confident in an answer. I'm confident that this is the right answer. I'm confident in this. We're going to go with this. Or arrogant about it, to where, your confidence is based off of, okay, from my understanding, I got this from other things, or your arrogance of, there is no way that I am wrong about this, and I'm not even going to entertain the notion that anybody but myself knows how to solve this.
Right.
That type of thing. And I also think that it's good to where you recognize the fact that, as parents, our job is to not make a mini version of us. Just as we can't be just as we aren't miniature versions of our parents. I think what someone was talking in Discord about earlier, to where we're talking about money and jobs and different things, and just the workforce as it stands, and different conversations going back and forth. And I made somebody posted a TikTok video about something that millennials are looking for in jobs.
And it's one of those benefits over perks.
Right. Yeah, you saw that. And I was like, well, to me, I think that's a fundamental issue with the older generation has against millennials, that they don't really understand us. When people say millennials, I think that they're still thinking of like year 2000 or whatever. It seems like whenever they think of millennials, they don't take into effect that when they're talking about millennials, you and I are millennials. Got kids, got houses. Like we are, for lack of a better term, we're grown ass people.
That's right. But
when they talk about millennials, it's like no, I'm not a kid. It's like I want benefits. I want healthcare, insurance. I want all that stuff so that I don't work myself to death. And they're just like, oh, well, back in my generation, you did what you did because those were the options available to you.
Right.
And I saw how that went, and I don't want that for me. I don't want that for my family. I know it can be better because thanks to the wonderful internet, we get to see all type of examples of it working better. And so we're going to try to push forward for that. And so that is the thing, to where you can't do things exactly the way your parents doing, number one, because times and different things change. And so there is something to say about quote unquote traditional values, but there is also a thing of when certain things change, certain norms change, and certain, attitudes and different things change, then you have to change with it. Like, when our grandparents were dating or, together, there were certain ways, there were certain things that men could get away doing to a woman that just would not pass now. It just wouldn't be cool. So, you wouldn't teach your son to do that. There is kind of arrogance or whatever that was expected. And just what we're talking for, that boys would be boys type of thing, or that, the pass that men have gotten for decades upon decades upon centuries or whatever, of acting a certain way, and it just being, oh, well, that's okay. It's just like, but you don't have to act like that. And it is important to where you, as you were saying, have to loosen the reins a little bit, because there is a thing of, if you got him to a certain point and you're saying, okay, if you're on him so much that all he's doing is thinking, you know, you're telling him what to do and all this other stuff, then you're right. When you do let go of the reins, is he going to sink or swim, because he's been so used to having you there that now that you're not there, it's just like, it's setting him up for failure, you know, because you can't, even when you're telling people something, there's certain things that happen when you're in the moment of a situation, to where even when you're retelling it, sometimes you can't always just hit home everything that's going on at that moment. Because you can tell somebody a situation and they'll go, well, I would have done this. And then you'd be like, okay, well, this is what else was going on. It was like, oh, well, I didn't know that. And it's just, you know, it's like, so he has to live his life for him and not you.
Absolutely.
Because if he tries to leave his life for you, then it's gonna disappoint two people. It's gonna disappoint you, because he's gonna do something that you're gonna be like, well, why would you do it like that? And this, whatever. And then he's gonna disappoint himself, because he's gonna be too busy trying to live your life instead of one that will actually make him happy.
And I don't want him to be unfulfilled. I think
right.
Sorry about that.
No, you're fine. But no, I also, if there's anything like myself that I hope to not pass on to Daniel, would be my confidence, or lack of, because as I was telling Cam, just the fact that I'm kind of on camera right now is pretty big for me, because for the longest, Melodic would pick on me, because she'd be like, you're not even on camera. I'd be like, you don't even see me. It's like, I'm not putting this up for videos. Like, so even in a situation to where it's somebody to where it's just me and them talking, I'm so self-conscious that it's just like, I wouldn't be, you know, and I want him to, I want him to think higher of himself than that. I want him to dare to be, I want him to dare to think, it's like, hey, I'm okay. I'm good. I'm, you know, and that is something that, that I think kind of what that guy's book was talking about, or at least from the excerpt or whatnot, and what he was trying to do to push the narrative of, number one, and I've been saying a lot, is that people are saying, it's okay to say that you're not okay.
Yeah, yeah.
I know for men, it's been pushed. And here's another thing. The whole notion of the man and being a man, it's not just been pushed by men. And there's also a thing been pushed by women. Because it's confusing to try to be a quote unquote man, because you do have you do hear that it's like, you know, to be a man, to, you know, women want to feel protected and want to do this and do this. But at the same time, still want you to open up, still want you to, you know, be able to talk to them, still wanting to do. And it's kind of confusing, because they're just like, well, why don't you just, and it's like, well, this kind of give me two conflicting things. Okay, well, why don't you just do it? It's just like, okay, if I've never been shown that template that you're talking about, it's hard for me to just manifest that. You know, because, you know, and especially when you do see things of, I saw some, and it's always stupid. It's most time the type of female you don't want. I saw this one chick was just like, yeah, I want the type of dude to, you know, that I got to calm down and keep him from going off on somebody.
Why?
And it's just like, it is, you know, the one that dude that runs hot, and a lot of chicks, I won't even say a lot of chicks. Some women do want what they call like the Tupac thug, the sensitive thug or whatever. And it is one of those things to where it's just like, you only know that from these certain instances. You don't know that person from that day to day and what things they were run hot on and what things they were run cold on.
Right.
You know, and also the nuance it takes to try to be that thing of, and I'm not saying, you know, that it's not impossible to be around a man who will make you feel comfortable and make you feel protected and all that and still be able to open up. I'm just saying that a lot of times our society, even the people who say that they want that, aren't conducive to that environment, aren't conducive to that person that they say they want you to be. And it's also acting as if all men come up from some cookie cutter thing of, you know, all men, and it's like there are some men who are just not that forward. So they're not going to be that person to get in somebody's face because that's just not them. They're thinking it's like, well, why can't we talk about this? Or better yet, avoid the situation altogether. And some of those would be looked at as cowards or whatever. They'd be looked at a certain way. And now, you know, in the last few years, there's come the term alpha males and beta males or whatever. And I feel like that's added another wrinkle to it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Because it gives the impression just like, yeah, you want an alpha male. And it's one of those things to where everybody wants to be an alpha male. And I remember telling somebody, I was like, I don't think I'm alpha. I think I'm beta. It's like, I'm fine with that. Like, I don't need, like, I feel like if I need to do something, I would. It's like, but that's not necessarily me. And it's one of those things to where everybody, just as it irritates me, the notion of people being like, being too entrepreneurial, be like, you know, everybody need to make their own company. It's just like, that's not everybody's calling. Not everybody can have their own company. And just like, not everybody can be that in your face male or what have you. You know? I don't know. I've thought about that. What are your thoughts on the whole alpha male thing?
Man, especially in this profession, man, there's so many alpha males out here that air quotes, I know it's going to be audio, so big air quotes on that. But alpha males is laughable to me, because I know so many other guys who claim that, like you said, be the loudest in the room, or I run my house, you know, all that kind of stuff.
Oh, right.
But, man, you see them out with their spouse or something, and it's obvious who runs the show, right?
And here's the thing real quick.
Yeah.
If your wife does kind of run that, certain things around the house like that, that is fine. The issue is when they try to act as if there is like, if she runs something, like if you have to run something by her, there's nothing wrong with that. It's like, why are you faking? Like, who are you trying to impress? Who is this image of a man that you kind of wish that you were, that apparently you feel that you're, do you feel that you're failing as a man or something? Because why are you trying so hard to put out this image?
So hard. Yeah, and that's the thing about it. You know, you're obviously overcompensating. That's the word. You're obviously overcompensating for something, right? And I ain't, you know, here to judge nobody's whatever. But if you're lacking in something, just say you're lacking it. You know, I mean, it's like if your wife is better at making certain decisions or doing certain things in the household, just like you want to run something by her, you're married, you know? You're supposed to talk things over with your spouse. You know, you're supposed to get that perspective because women see things we don't see and vice versa. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. I guess I would be a beta. And like you said, I'm fine with that. But I don't even, I mean, I take that with a grain of salt because for me, I guess maybe I would be considered progressive husband-wise or whatever, because it's important to me to have those conversations with my wife. It's important, again, in developing and trying to, in developing our relationship and in developing or growing, evolving as human beings, we change, things happen. You know, we go through things, we come out of things. And in the process, if we're not getting better personally, as well as in being a couple, then what are we doing? You know, where is that growth? I'm of the mindset that we are constantly evolving. I mean, we can be 90 years old and we'll still have something to talk about, or something that we can grow or redirect our thinking in. Like I feel that way. I mean, for one, there's no person that knows everything about everything on this earth, you know? So nobody walking this earth, I'll say. So as we walk this earth, there's gonna be things we don't know. And that definitely applies to each other as people. You know, it's just, it's gonna happen. There's gonna be something. People can change with the wind. It happens, you know? So I like to have my wife's input on, especially on important decisions, like that needs to happen. So, you know, but the thought of, so I've always considered marriage as a partnership, right? And so if I'm running a business with a partner, then if I make decisions all the time without my partner's consent, and that's another thing, it's not to be considered as permission, but consent as in, you know, we've had this conversation and we collectively have made this decision. If I'm constantly doing that, then it's not a partnership. It's a totalitarian or dictatorship or something else. But it's basically just a one person show, and eventually that other partner is going to feel underappreciated and they're gonna want to step out, leave, not be in the partnership anymore, right? So why would we want to do that to somebody that we supposedly are in love with? You know, why would we want to purposely put our thumb on them and make them feel that way? That's, we shouldn't do that, right? So if you want to say that the ultimate decision come down to you and everything in the household has to run through you, if that's what you feel, but I'm sure I can name several people with that mindset who are either constantly in and out of relationships, or they just don't really know how to be in a relationship because of that mindset. So, I mean, if you know, it's okay to, again, confidence. If you are confident in your decisions as a man, if you're confident in what it is that you want for your household, that's fine. But as part of that confidence, you've got to be able, as the so-called leader of your house, you've got to be able to get that information across to everybody in your household. But if you're constantly just saying, oh, well, this is what I'm gonna do, and this is how this family is gonna be because I said so, you're gonna have kids that hate you. And when they get old enough, they're going to go completely against everything you said. You're going to have a spouse who hates you for pretty much the same reason. Eventually, they're going to get tired of it, you know. So, you know, you can have that mindset all you want, but it just, I don't know. I don't personally know. And I could be wrong. And I'm open to that possibility as well. But I don't personally know anybody who has had that that attitude, who has had lasting, effective, deep, relationships. They just, I just don't know anybody like that. So, now at the same time, there has to be somebody who can go ahead and make a decision, or somebody who, again, in a relationship, people have their strengths. So you got to be able to recognize that in your partner, you know. Are they better at doing the bills? Are they better at bookkeeping? Are they better at, you know, making the final decisions or something, you know? Like, y'all can discuss the parts of it, but then they might be able to pick out, oh, hey, well, how about this right here? Let's pull that one thing out and let's run with that. You know, there might be somebody who can dissect the whole situation better than you. And that's fine. That's fine. You know, if ultimately at the end of it all, if it's going to be for the betterment of everybody involved, why am I more worried about my ego than making sure my family is okay? Because ultimately that's what it's supposed to be about, you know? So, you know, you can be the alpha man. I really think it's a joke. You know, another one of those terms nowadays is toxic masculinity. And I understand it to an extent. But even in that, I feel like everything has a yin and yang. I'm a Christian. So, I mean, I guess the term basically is that, you know, just like in science, for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. Right. You know, maybe I should say that instead of yin and yang. But that's the thing. I mean, there's always going to be another way of looking at it. There's always going to be another side to every coin. There's always going to be another side to every story. But if you're just dead set in your ways and it just got to be you, everything got to flow through you, you're going to get tired for one.
Right.
You're going to feel underappreciated. You know what I mean? So it's like, why even put yourself through all that? Just opens yourself up to the possibility that somebody else might have something valid to add to the equation. Like, don't just sell yourself short by feeling like nobody else can tell me anything. I'm that guy. I hate that guy. Let's see how long that lasts, you know?
For people like that, they don't want a companion. They want little automatons to be around them. Then they can just say whatever they want. And to me, I think that is a lack of confidence, because you can't take the fact that you don't know everything. You can't take the fact that somebody would dare say something, because there's something. And once again, that goes back to that, whatever past trauma, whatever happens, whatever that makes you so insecure that you can't take the fact that, you know, somebody that for whatever reason you perceive as being less than you saying something or doing something. And, you know, because there are those men who are still out there. It's like, yeah, I'll run the household. She just needs to cook and clean and do whatever. Because she's less. It's like, okay, well, if that's the case, if she left somewhere, how would you eat? Would you just be ordering out? Or are you, since you're so much smarter, are you capable of reading instructions and figuring out how to cook or do certain things? It's like, that's why I've always hated those movies. Like three men and a baby. Yeah. They have the baby. It's just like, between the three of you, none of you, and I guess it's because I'm the youngest and my sisters had kids. So I would babysit. And it's like, I'm seeing these movies. It's just like, I'm a teenager. I'm like 13, 14. I know how to change a diaper. Y'all don't know how to. It's like, right. That's not a skill. You know, knowing how to iron and doing certain things, like, you don't know. It just is like this always frustrated me. And it's like, anytime like a sitcom has something to where the dad has to take care of the kids and he's completely out of the loop. It's just like, so when you guys are at home, what are you doing to where you don't know nothing about the kids? Yeah. I can understand where there's an instance to where, oh, when mom takes us to school, she does that. Like, okay. I get that, because that's just an instance to where you guys are together and you're driving somewhere, so there's no reason that you would know that.
Yeah.
But if it's something that happens in the house and you have no idea, it's like, can you really call yourself a father, or you're just a roommate at this point?
Yeah.
But to me, in my mind, and it's funny because it makes me think about this, the show Teen Wolf, the TV show, there's a character, the main character, it's like, you know, they had alpha werewolves or whatever. You know, it is normally has to be a process to become a alpha. Your eyes are different color than regular wolves, and you normally get that by killing another alpha or whatever. But there is something called a true alpha. And that's, you know, we of course find out that the main character, he's a true alpha. He didn't kill anybody, but it's just through his character and whatever that he awakens that stuff. To me, you know, if we're using those terms, to me, a true alpha male is not somebody who has to worry about asserting their dominance over anybody else. To me, they're one of those people who can come into a room and can naturally draw people to them. They're not trying to take people over. They're not trying to do, you know, they're not trying. Right.
You don't have to defend it.
Yeah. Right. It just comes out. It's just one of those people's like, hey, I like that person. I like what they're talking about. And it kind of just goes to them. You know, and once again, it makes me think about, like I said, their confidence. Their confidence does not rely on you. Their self-esteem does not rely on you feeling worse about yourself. It's all about them. It's all about, okay, I'm good at this. I'm just, you know, going with it. You know, and I am having this. Some people do have a thing to where it's just like, well, if that's how you feel, I'm sorry. Me doing this is not a reflection on you. I'm just doing me. If you have a negative reaction about that, I apologize. Maybe you need to consult whatever it is about yourself that is making you have a negative reaction about me feeling good about myself.
Yeah.
But I would love to, I know Cam had to leave. He typed, you know, this would be a multi-part episode. I think I may have to do that.
Yeah.
Because I don't have to dip out. I know you just got through working. But I appreciate you for taking the time out to do this. Thank Cam for making time to do this. I would definitely get with you guys and try to do it, run this back and, you know, try to do something else, because I think it's a really good topic to talk about, the, you know, to dive deeper into the misconceptions of what it is to be, what is thought to have been a man, and the ways that we are working now in real time, being a man is now in this day and age. So once again, thank you to my guest Kevin. Thank you to my other guest Cam. Where can they find you at if they're so inclined to do so?
Oh, where are you following?
Yeah,
I'm sorry. follow me on Instagram @_Kev, @OverTheTopKev, over. Yeah, it's great. I don't know where I got that from, but I don't know. The word over, TOP_KEV. Yeah, follow me there.
All right, and you can follow me, Bold Expressions, on both Twitter and Instagram, BLD Expressions. Once again, that's Bold Expressions on both Twitter and Instagram, BLD Expressions. Also have an also have a Facebook page. I'm debating whether or not I'm going to connect that to the podcast or if I'm just going to come up with another account to do that. But before the end of the year, I'll probably have something to where, you know, if you want me, you can find me on there.
I may do it.
But yeah, you can send me an email at boldexpressions4@gmail.com. Once again, that's boldexpressions4@gmail.com. F-O. But yeah, that's, you know, if you have any inquiries or you want to have any feedback, whatever, just hit me up. You can also check out my YouTube page, Bold Expressions Podcast on YouTube. You can check out my shorter series, Random Thoughts, which reminds me I have to put some more up for that. I also have a episode that I recently did with my aunt that released, I want to say last week, and I plan on putting up the video on that. But yeah, I'm trying to actually, number one, find time to where I can actually record a Random Thoughts and just put it up there, because there's so many things I have thoughts about. But the thing is, like, you know, they're very topical, like things like the Kyle Rittenhouse trial and certain things like that. But it's it's one of those things to where if you don't do it within a certain time, then it kind of becomes old, because especially how fast the internet works. So if you don't do it within a certain time, then you kind of miss your window. And now you're just putting out a video that people are just like, what is he talking about? Like, what is this instance? And so,
man, it's old news. It might have been 3 days ago. Man, it's old news. Anybody talking about that now?
Right. So I'm trying. But there's plenty I can still do. And I'm also trying to get past that of just doing it as well, because I don't want to put myself in a situation again to where I'm so concerned about when stuff is going out that I'm not doing anything at all.
Yeah.
Because then the channel can't grow. At least this way, no matter when somebody finds it, they can find it and, you know, they can just watch it. Because there's been plenty of things to where I've gone back and watched and listened to things. And it wasn't something current, but it was just something cool to listen to. So, you know, I'm between two minds of that. And so I think I'm going to try to force myself to go to the thing of just do it.
Yeah, man.
You know, just to do it, and at least it's out there. But yeah, thank you to everybody who listens, who watches. I appreciate you so much. I know these can be time consuming. So I appreciate you taking the time out to say, hey, I'm going to give this brother a shot. I'm going to listen. I'm going to share it. It means so much to me. You could be doing anything else with your time, and you decide to give your time to me. So I'm grateful for it. Please like, share, subscribe. Have a good day, good morning, good evening, whenever you're listening to this or watching it, because I plan on putting this out too.
Yeah.
Have a good night. And as always, don't be so busy proving your point that you forget your purpose.